From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Deconstructing the latest census every 10 years is always interesting, especially if a state is worried about reapportionment of congressional power and census-driven grants and other funding. But it's the American Community Survey five-year estimate that's likely to tell us the most about ourselves. The Census Bureau has released a 2005-2009 data profile of Cook County. We have a few more people since the last census, but otherwise not much has changed. There are 5,411 of us living in the county, 4,303 are over 25, and there are slightly more women than men. Our average family size is 2.44 members, 82.5% of us are over 18, and a little more than 18% of us are over 65. That results in a median age of 48.6 years. A little more than 67% of Cook County men are married, compared with about 61% of the women. Some 92% of us have a high school diploma or more. Over 27% of us have a bachelor's degree or more. 66% of us who are 18 or older have jobs, and we travel an average of 14.5 miles to get there, where we earn $27,962 in individual inflation-adjusted income. Our median family income is $53,663, also adjusted for inflation. But 5.4% of our families live below the poverty level, as do 9.5 individuals. Cook County homes occupied by their owners exceed 2,000, and the median value is $233,300. We're overwhelmingly white, 88.6%. 6.2% of us are Native American. Our veteran population is over 780, and 280 of us speak a language other than English when we're at home. Those familiar red kettles you find around the county in the holiday season are manned by volunteers and often accompanied by local musicians. But do people actually give much? Red Kettle Coordinator Mary Sanders says people do, even in tough economic times.
We are doing just so fine. We have an amazing community here. We still have two kettles out, one in Grand Portage and one in Hovland, but we have bested our best year ever. Last year, which was our best year, we had 11,500. This year, we have 11,900. We're going to pass the 12,000.
Sanders said many people bypass the kettles and bring or send their checks to Grand Marais State Bank, which has been the charity's collection point for years.
Because the total in the kettles is around 7,000, and that means there's 5,000 that was sent directly to the bank. Donna guessed. Estelle is our volunteer treasurer for the Salvation Army Service Unit. Whatever we raise during this campaign is used for our following year budget. And so last year we were able to budget, you know, like $11,000.
Money raised in Cook County is used to support many local projects and needs, from small donations to larger ones.
Most recently, Merry Christmas for All budgeted $3,000. We gave money to the food shelf, $2,500. There are small things like school supplies, about $500 for that, and also for socks and hats and mittens for the elementary school. That was another $500. We have emergency funds. For example, we have transients that come through and don't have a way to get to a safe place. We help them out maybe overnight, give them gas money. There's $500 there.
Sanders said contributions also help with heat and fuel for emergency travel, as well as many other small needs that can arise in the lives of local people. Sue Hakes ceases being Grand Marais mayor at midnight December 31st and starts being 3rd District County Commissioner on Tuesday, January 4th. Hakes said the change is a bittersweet time for her.
I'm getting sworn in on Tuesday for my new job as County Commissioner, but I'm really going to miss being the mayor. The one thing that really stands out in my mind is how well we worked together as a council, even through disagreements. I think that was, I thank the rest of the counselors for that, you know, willingness to work together even when we don't agree.
Hakes went on to list some accomplishments she feels she and the council achieved over the past 2 years.
We started out in the beginning of 2009 by establishing our objectives and our priorities, which I think was a real good guideline for us to determine how we wanted to spend our time in 2009 and 2010. And we did, you know, successfully accomplish a lot of things. It really helped with budgeting. You know, LGA has been cut significantly for the city, and we've managed to not cut services and not lay anybody off and still manage to budget properly and effectively. And we've done some great things.
She cited the recreation park as an example, with finger pier improvements to the marina and a park master plan that went through an extensive public input process.
We have worked with the county on several things. We worked with the county to get the 1% sales tax passed. We asked the county to help us with support financially for the swimming pool and got a commitment from them. And the county was willing to do it. They saw the fairness in it and stepped up to the plate on that.
Hakes said the city has had conversations with the Minnesota Department of Transportation about safety improvements for crossing Highway 61, as well as an electronic Your Speed Is sign at the foot of the 61 Hill by the entrance to the rec park, and special event congestion signs for the city's many summer festivals.
And then the orange flags. And we've had a lot of fun with the orange flags. I know some people think they're a little kooky, but I've seen a lot of people use them, and it's the right, you know, it's the people that need them that use them. People that have a little bit of a struggle crossing the street for whatever reason, whether they've got an armful of groceries or they're elderly and using a chair or a cane, or whether they've got kids in strollers, or it's just busy and they want some reassurance that they can cross safely. So it's been a good little program.
Still, the mayor is looking forward to being a commissioner. She acknowledges it's a steep learning curve, and she will attend training workshops toward the end of January. In the meantime, she's been meeting with some department heads and other county staff to familiarize herself with the job. But she has personal areas of interest she'd like to pursue.
You know, I've worked on the community center project as the mayor, and I would like to continue on that. I think business development and economic development, that all translates to jobs, is a priority where I believe I might be able to contribute. What the county does for citizens that may need an extra helping hand, you know, whether it's the Violence Prevention Center or the Public Health and Human Services area, those are areas that I care deeply about and think that I might be able to contribute as well.
Hakes said she's glad she'll still be able to represent a portion of Grand Marais, but also looks forward to working on behalf of the entire county. There was not one arrest over Christmas, according to Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. The quiet holiday suited him just fine.
It was. It was a very nice Christmas holiday, uneventful, and which is good. And that just means everybody was safe and behaved themselves, and we won't complain about that at all.
Sometimes New Year's can be a different story. Falk stressed moderation and the use of designated drivers.
New Year's bring, you know, maybe doing a lot of another thing, which is consuming alcohol and having a little party. So anyways, if the New Year's coming up, obviously we get a little bit concerned about the overindulgence, and just hope that everybody does it in moderation. Certainly want people to go out there and have a good time and celebrate the New Year, but just to do it in moderation and to make sure that if you're drinking or consuming alcohol, to have those designated drivers. And you know, I know a lot of bars or liquor establishments, if you're the DD, you get your pop or whatever free. You know, I certainly do encourage people to utilize designated drivers. We don't want to see anybody get arrested for DUI, but more importantly, we don't want to see anybody get hurt.
The State Patrol and many local law enforcement units do saturation screening for drunk driving in counties where there are high death tolls due to driving and drinking. Falk said Cook County is fortunately not one of those counties. He also cautioned you don't have to be on wheels to have drinking and driving problems.
With winter upon us, a lot more winter activities and snowmobile activities, and we certainly over the years have had our share of snowmobile accidents involving alcohol, and you certainly can get a DWI in a snowmobile, or SWI as they would call it, and the consequences are just as bad.
Falk said he believed lake ice to be safe in most areas, making it safe for snowmobiling and ice fishing. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.